San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, September 6, 2020, Labor Day weekend. We start our new theme for September of the Quest for Knowledge with today's talk, Higher Education, with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning. Welcome to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. Thank you, Mark, for that beautiful introduction. And thank you, Heather, for being here and providing such beautiful, beautiful music. So today, it's Labor Day weekend. It's Labor Day weekend, and so we are going to be looking at what happens this time of year. And I want to begin with... So we begin with what we know every Sunday, and that is our anchor into this space, into spiritual truth. We know that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call that God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And so let us just breathe into that truth. Let us breathe into it, knowing that it is who we are. So here we are, Labor Day weekend. And it is also a very hot weekend. And I want to take a moment just right now to say a prayer for the fires that are going on here. So let us know that there is only one life, and that life is God. And that life is within each and every person, all of the people who live in these areas that are filled with fire and smoke and devastation. The trees are this one life. The animals are this one life. The firefighters are this one life. And so let us know that there is relief in sight. That there is an outpouring of the elixir of life, the water of life, that there is wisdom and knowledge in these firefighters and in these people to keep themselves safe and to contain the damage. So let us know right now that all is unfolding in perfect divine order. And just because we can't see the silver lining right now, there is one. There has to be one, because God is all good. And so let us be grateful for everyone who is coming together in peace and in love to care for those who are experiencing loss. And so it is. The first Sunday of September, we're continuing our annual theme for 2020, which is Explorations in Consciousness. And this month, our new theme is the quest for knowledge. And the quest for knowledge, it sounds very academic, doesn't it? Well, here at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, we're going to take a spiritual approach to acquiring knowledge. And we begin with today's lesson of higher education. Now, this sounds like a play on words. It is. I actually contemplated whether I should wear my doctoral robes and my little cam hat to come and speak on higher education, since I do have a doctorate. And I thought, no, too hot. And it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter if I have a robe or if I have a hat. What matters is the message. Now, for these next 4 weeks, we're going to explore on a spiritually higher level, some insights and a new perspective on this thing called life, and how we can learn from life's experiences and life's lessons. Dr. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. And he wrote, All human misery is a result of ignorance, and nothing but knowledge can free us from this ignorance and its effect. So this month, we're going to take the high road, so to speak, by using science of mind principles to guide our decisions and our choices on some complicated and thought-provoking issues that we are facing locally, nationally, and globally, but most of all, personally. All of these things that we're facing personally along our individual exploration in consciousness. We call our institutes of higher education academia. And academia is a Greek word that means the cultural accumulation of knowledge. The cultural accumulation of knowledge. And the term higher education refers to a certain level of education that follows the completion of elementary, high school, or secondary school. In today's lesson, higher education means learning and applying the creative process through spiritual living. So let's take a closer look this morning at what it means to be on a quest for knowledge with a higher education perspective. It's been said that knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. That's not a new idea. It's found in the Old Testament of the Holy Scriptures. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5, it reads, quote, "A wise man has great power, and a man of knowledge increases in strength," end quote. Now that passage implies that with knowledge or education, one's potential or abilities in life will probably increase. And that makes sense. The more you learn and know, the more you can apply that knowledge to excel in life. You become stronger in body and mind and spirit. On the other hand, the idea that knowledge is power can also be used as a justification for the reluctance to share information with others. Meaning that if I share some knowledge or information with you, you may use it against me or have an unfair advantage in life if you use it more wisely than I do. Wait, what? If I share some knowledge or information with you, you may use it against me or have an unfair advantage in life if you use it more wisely than I do. I hope that sounds as ridiculous to you as it does to me. And that is not what our science of mind philosophy and teaching is all about. It is not. Here at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, we teach you how to think, not what to think. We teach you how to exercise your critical thinking skills and your inner knowing. We don't tell you what we want you to find there, because everybody is unique and everybody has their own inner knowing. We give you the tools on how to live a spiritually centered life and to trust. We trust that you have the wisdom to use that information and knowledge to live a happy, healthy, wealthy, prosperous, and creative life. Isn't that what we all want? Yes. Knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you and I have, not only about ourselves, but about all things spiritual, the more power we will be able to draw from within ourselves and to use it to make our lives and the lives of others and planet Earth a better place to live. And that's what I mean by higher education. Remember that we must always use this power of knowledge for the highest good for ourselves and for others. It's also important to remember that knowledge alone does not give you any more power than you already have. I believe it's the conscious use of that knowledge that can activate the indwelling power that already resides within you. One power, right? You're part of that one power. It is within you. One presence. You're part of that one presence. It is within you. One infinite intelligence. Well, oh my goodness, all the knowledge we want in the world is a part of who we are. So knowledge in itself has no power. The application of knowledge is where the real power is. Ernest Holmes declared, and it was the opening line for his radio show for many, many years, there's a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it. I mean, what a way. You can turn on the radio in the morning and wake up, hear something inspirational. There's a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it. That just, it titillates the senses. Wow, there's a power, and I can use it? And the more we know, the more our knowledge increases, the more we know how that we can use this power. And if we don't use this indwelling power and presence, it just lies dormant and it remains asleep until we are inspired to call on it. So this morning, it's my responsibility to inspire all of you to activate your indwelling power and to use all the knowledge that is available to you right now. That's my job today. It's my responsibility. Now, I don't have the authority to force you to do that. You have choice. But I have the responsibility to make it available to you. It's my intention to help guide you to the realization of higher education through the power of knowledge. Okay? Okay. So let's begin. Knowledge is more than a simple awareness of information. Knowledge is more than a simple awareness of information. Spiritual knowledge is activating your thoughts in formation. It is activating your thoughts in formation, in some type of order. All of us are bombarded with information all the time. The good, the bad, the indifferent. Some of us can be overwhelmed by too much information unless it's in some kind of order. Unless it's in some kind of order. Let's say you go to kindergarten and your teacher says, today we're going to study the number 8. And you learn how to make an 8. And you learn how to say 8. And you color a green 8 and a yellow 8. And the next day you come into school and she says, today we're going to study the number 3. Well, what relationship does that have to 8? You need to have things in order to make sense of them. Otherwise, they are just random facts. Think about what the word information means. It's really thoughts and concepts that are in some kind of formation. They are in formation. And words and thoughts and numbers are meaningless until they're formulated into something that makes sense. They have to be in some kind of order. It's like the alphabet. Scrabble, the board game, right? So you just take a bunch of Scrabble tiles and you dump them out, all flipped up, facing up, and you say, there's my novel. So wait a minute. First you have to make words out of them, then you have to put words into a sentence, then you have to put that into a paragraph. It all has to fit in with the plot and the characters and the protagonist, the antagonist. So you can't tell me that a box of Scrabble letters is your novel. It has to be put in order, in formation. You may know a lot of things, but how much of it do you really understand? You may know a lot of things, but how much do you really understand? It takes a certain amount of maturity and life experiences to understand this mystery that we call life. There's a quote from the Science of Mind textbook that reads, "The universal mind contains all knowledge. Should all the wisdom of the universe be poured over us, we should yet receive only that which we are ready to understand." It's like in my talk, I forgot the name of it, but it's the one where I talk about open the windows of heaven and pour forth all your blessings. See if I don't pour forth all the blessings. Well, if in a conceptual way, all of the wisdom and the knowledge of the universe, everything that is ever known, is already being poured forth on us on a daily basis. Everything is already there. And we receive that which we are open and ready to receive. That's all we can receive. But every time we receive more, we are able to receive more. The universal mind contains all knowledge. Should all the wisdom of the universe be poured over us, we should yet receive only that which we are ready to understand. And that's why we gather here at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, to have a better understanding of the spiritual life and how to relate to this wonderful way of life with other like-minded people. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it's written, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." If you don't have a clear understanding of something, all the knowledge you have accumulated will be misguided. So you need an understanding. Understanding of how this bit of knowledge that you have fits into the whole and what that means. Our teaching symbol is a perfect example. All the knowledge you've accumulated would be misguided. And our teaching symbol is an example of how that can work. It represents the triune nature of God, spirit, mind, and body, seed, soil, and plant, creator, creative process, and creation. But how many of us truly understand how each of those attributes of God demonstrates spirit descending into form, and how that relates to every aspect of life? You can see the teaching symbol is divided into three segments. It's in a circle, and there is a V coming down from the top through the bottom. This is a representative image for the divine creative process. The basis for thoughts are things. Change your thinking, change your life. What goes in must come out. What goes around comes around. All of those cause and effect descriptions are based on this spiritual principle of the divine creative process. So So isn't that something worthy of looking into? Thinking about how does that work? Still with me? Okay. There was once upon a time this guy from Greece. He was a philosopher and a mystic, and his name was Plato. And he said, "No law or ordinance is mightier than understanding. No law or ordinance is mightier than understanding." Because understanding comes from within. And the laws and the ordinances of the nation come from without. So it is organizations, government agencies, families that create rules and ordinances. And if you want to go to what is truly behind some of those silly rules and ordinances, you need an understanding of what they were meant to be in the first place. For instance, why does a man walking with a woman walk to the outside of the sidewalk next to the street? Protector from traffic? Right. Originally, it was to protect her from having chamber pots dumped on her head in medieval countries, because she would then be under the eave of the building and he would be to the outside, and it was just not done to dump your chamber pot on a female. The man was supposed to be stronger, more powerful, more aware. He should be able to tell it's coming and dump under the eave with the female. But yeah, so protection. It is all about protection, and we understand that. And so as time goes on, protection from what changes? But the concept of, and understanding of protection is still at the core. Aristotle was another Greek philosopher, and he was a student of Plato. He said, "Those that know, do. Those that understand, teach. Those that know, do. Those that understand, teach." Now, that's the actual writings. I know over the years, people have made fun of that to make fun of people that they thought were not very good teachers. They would say, "Those who can't do, those who can't teach." And that's not what it really is. It's those who understand, teach. Because anybody can show you the steps to do something, and you can have to memorize the steps. Memorize your multiplication tables. Memorize all the combinations of what 2 + 2 + something else plus something else. Memorize all of that and count on your fingers every time to get it right. But if you have the understanding, then you can teach the fundamental information, the source, the material, so that other people then can understand. And they can do the activities. They can do math. They can build houses because they understand angles and lengths and measurements and weights. So those who can, those that know, do. Those that understand, teach. Every Sunday morning, I am empowered by you and by the universe to declare there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. Why am I empowered to do that? Because I accept that power and I express. It's a universal truth. Every one of us can do that. Every one of us can take that knowledge and understand it and share it. until you fully understand what that statement really means. It's really not much more than a nice saying that you hear once a week. I mean, it sounds cool, right? One tower, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation. Woo! Nice. There's a depth to that. And we can have all the fun that we want with it, and that doesn't take away from its depth. And when you fully understand that, life takes a deeper meaning, and your faith is strengthened. Your faith is strengthened. There's an ancient Chinese proverb. I'm sure you've heard it. It says, tell me once and I'll forget it. Show me and maybe I'll remember. Include and involve me and then I'll understand. So this morning I'm going to include and involve all of you by asking you to place your hand over your heart and affirm with me these words of power. Today, in this very moment, I am aware of my divinity, of the wisdom and the love that reside within me. I now understand this wisdom as the truth of my being, and so it is. So take a deep cleansing breath and understand the power of the affirmation that we just spoke. This is what Dr. Ernest Holmes says about knowledge and faith. And it's in the Science of Mind textbook on page 39. He says, without knowledge, there is no lasting peace. Let us realize and work with this sound knowledge and perfect faith that as high as we shall make our mark in mind and spirit, so high shall its outward manifestation in our material world be. That is higher education. Sound knowledge and perfect faith. And we make our mark using our mind, our body, and our spirit. And that creates what's in our life. So let's move on in our quest for knowledge, because this is going to get cute. Okay? Information is knowledge. Wisdom is knowing what to do with it. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. So information is knowledge, and wisdom is knowing what to do with that knowledge. And yes, knowledge is power, but keep in mind, if all knowledge is power, if that were the case, academics would rule the world. I think many of them think that they already do, but they don't. It takes wisdom and a practical application of knowledge to reveal where the real power lies and the divine source of all intelligence. I'm going to share something with you from the Science of Mind textbook. It's what Dr. Ernest Holmes says about the supreme knower of the universe and how the universal law of mind operates. And I believe it is also part of one of the quotes that Reverend Mark shared with you this morning. It's on page 276. Dr. Holmes says, we must realize that the universal spirit is the supreme knower in the universe. The law can only operate on that which is known, in such degree as our knowledge partakes of its original knowledge or nature, it has power. The highest realization we can have is a recognition of the omnipresence of spirit. This will set greater possibilities in motion and will automatically provide a better concept of life. Consequently, those people who have had the greatest sense of the divine presence, wherever it has been coupled with the definite knowledge of the universal law of mind, they have had the greatest power over that law. This was the secret power of Jesus. We should daily train our thought to recognize the Spirit in everything we do, say, or think. There is no other way. To try any other way would be to make a complete failure. So we should daily train our thought to recognize the Spirit in everything we do, we say, and we think. It's one thing to be knowledgeable about many different subjects. However, it's another matter to have the wisdom to use that knowledge to make this world a better place. And that's what we all want, right? We want this world to be a better place. We want it to be better for ourselves, for others, for those who are unsettled or unhappy. We want for others what we want for ourselves. And this is something we can always, always know. It's always okay to gain knowledge of some situation that is occurring. And then there is the wisdom of understanding that whatever that situation is, God is there. Spirit is there within it. And so we can call upon the power, the one power, the one presence to reveal the truth. Any situation that we want to heal, all we have to do is reveal the truth. Healing is the revealing of truth. So we're talking truth on a spiritual level. We're not talking about which kid left the cap off the toothpaste. We're talking about deep understanding, deep truth. Spirit is at the center of everything. So if anything is disturbing, use your knowledge of that situation and your wisdom of knowing that everything is one, to call upon the truth, the unity, the wholeness of the one, and allow it to be revealed in any situation. This wonderful philosophy that we have, faith, philosophy, and way of life, the science of mind, it's meaningless unless we use it actively and practice it in our daily lives. That's why we call it practical spirituality. It's very simple. Very simple. It can be very challenging to actively put it in play every day. But that's okay, because we have ministers and practitioners to support you in everything that you do. We must consciously use this universal indwelling power and presence to live a more happy, healthy, and prosperous life. So I'm going to conclude this morning's lesson by saying, I know what I have given you. I do not know what you have received. However, I trust that you leave this morning's service with more knowledge and more wisdom than when you arrived. Thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.